Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Trinity Talks. I'm so glad that you are here joining us today. And I'm excited here to be joined by Rachel and Nishant, who are two members of our church here at Trinity Streetsville. And they have a really cool story to share with us. So welcome, Rachel and Nishant.
Thanks, Kyla.
So maybe I'll just get you to start by introducing yourself. So maybe Nishant, you want to go first?
Yeah, my name is Nishant Nicholas. I've been coming to Trinity for around 15 plus years. So okay. Enjoyed coming to this church, all these years. Been a part of the board for a bit, and then the ushers committee. Being a part of I think the stewardship campaign as well a couple of years ago. So okay. I thoroughly enjoy coming to Trinity.
Okay, great. And Rachel, what about you?
Okay, so Rachel Massey and me and Aaron, we come to this church and we found Trinity online. Like we just searched on Google. And it's been like 7 to 8 months coming here, and it's great to be here. And we love Pastor Rob's sermons, so we decided to just stick around here. And yeah, so that's all. And I'm also on the worship team, so that's great. And yeah, there are a lot of connections here, so yeah, it's awesome.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, so I understand that shortly after Rachel and Aaron started attending Trinity, you've shared with me, Rachel, there's been a number of folks who have invited you in and been really kind and welcoming to you, and Nishant and his family was one of those folks who invited you in for dinner. So Nishant, what prompted you to want to do that?
That's a very valid question, Kyla. So please bear with me if it's a longish response to a pretty straightforward question. But, it was kind of a deja vu moment when I first saw Rachel and Aaron. It's been a very similar situation with us, myself and my wife, Nimi, a few years ago. And been to a new church. We lived in Germany for a few years. And we used to go to a local church there, traditional local church. Amazing pastor and everything was great, very passionate. But the only problem was my German skills at that time was like next to nothing. And it was a pure German church. So it was like a traditional King James version of the most complex part of, Epistle of St. Paul thrown at you in a different language. So literally everything went about my head. And likewise, the same situation out of the church as well. People were very friendly, but, to any question, my response was typically monosyllabic. I mean, I had no clue. It was like, yeah, nah, kind of stuff. So I knew how it was to be lost in a new church when you first came in. And of course, Rachel and Aaron was a lot more at home than we were at that point. But, I thought maybe it's a good ice-breaking point. Maybe we can just meet up and, unwind a little bit. And so, yeah, it is basically a past event, dictating the current behavior kind of stuff. So
Sure. That's really cool that you sort of know what it feels like to be new and want to welcome other people. So that experience of hosting, what was that like for you and your family?
It was good. It was good. So it was a nice get together, kind of talking about God and everything else. So, it was a nice breaking moment for us. And I was pretty impressed with Rachel and Aaron, being such like youngsters, being so disciplined and regular to church and stuff. So, we did talk quite a bit about, everything and, including God and, spirituality and what kind of gets us together. Okay. So it was an amazing experience.
Oh, that's great. And Rachel, what was that like for you and for Aaron?
Being invited by someone is like you feel so welcomed. And it was like, because it was our first time here and we didn't know anyone, but he reached out to us, his whole family, and I remember it was Easter, so we had nowhere to go, but they invited us, and it was so amazing, and it was so welcoming, and we felt like we were at home, and talking about our stuff, school stuff, and just having a little bit of a chit-chat. It was like, talking to a family member, and he's like a brother to us, and he shares a really great bond with Aaron, like talking stuff and, all this stuff. So, coming here and being invited or just, talking to someone, sharing our life experiences. It felt really, really good. And that's what we all do, right? Especially at church, it's like a family. So, and there are a lot of families who invited both of us, like Libby and David. And, there are a lot of people who help us in many ways, like because we don't have a car. Like, people ask us, do you want to ride or something? Okay. Yep. Do you want to go somewhere? Like, because we're heading the same way, you can come with us, or, you know, like coming for dinner, or, you know, just having a nice dinner. Like, even on Thanksgiving, we went to Libby's, so it was really, nice. Really good. So, like, you know, I'm saying, like, for Easter, we were at his place. For Thanksgiving, we were at Libby's. So everyone is like a family. Like, him is like a brother. Mm-hmm. Libby's like a sister. And David is like a brother as well. So there are a lot of people out here at Trinity who are, like, very, very welcoming and, like, very friendly. So that's mm-hmm. a very good part.
Yeah. No, that's great.
Yes.
Does it feel maybe intimidating or scary at first to go be invited by someone that you don't know very well?
Honestly speaking, sometimes it, you know, feels like that, you know, mm-hmm. but once you get inside the house, you'll feel all the vibes and a friendly spirit, I can say that, you know. Mm-hmm. You feel welcome. So I think that just happens for a while, but when you talk to them, it just goes away. So you're just talking to, like, a friend or mm-hmm. a family member. So that just goes away. So yeah, it was exciting.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. And so for you, Nishant, this experience of inviting people in and having them in your home, how has that impacted your relationships and your experience at Trinity?
So, you know, that's, again, a very valid point, Kyla. We've been talking about other church members, I mean, generally mm-hmm. about it, right? So the whole risk factor about inviting somebody over who's brand new. So, I know, that's where the magic of the bond within the church comes into play. Mm-hmm. I would have been, I guess, a lot more apprehensive had it been done in a secular world, you know, where you don't know somebody, you know, what's the risk? And it's the same risk either ways, though, you know, the risk for the invitor, at least he's got the advantage of being on the home ground and, you know, still within the comfort factor, whereas it could be a daunting task for the invitee to actually walk into something else. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, it might be my personal take, but then within the whole church world, pitching our hopes on the one who deserves the highest form of trust and faith, you know, so both the parties do. And that kind of builds in a level of trust among the congregation itself, right? Mm-hmm. So kind of brings us to could be a little too idealistic, but C.S. Lewis kind of, if you can't trust the man who's taking the communion besides you, then who else can you trust?
Okay. Yeah. For sure. And what about for you, Rachel?
Can you repeat that?
Yeah, question? Just how has this experience, you talked about it, you know, making more friends, being like brothers and sisters. And so how has this helped to make you sort of feel more at home here at Trinity?
As I mentioned, like, talking, that's mm-hmm. the main part, like, coming, because we're international students, so we come from India, so we just leave our family behind. So mm-hmm. we need some people around here to talk to or to help us or just, you know, giving us a shoulder to, you know, just rely on. So that's very necessary to talk. And coming here, it feels like you're not away from home, but you're at your home. Mm. And that's a very good part, and especially as we were talking about communion. So it's like, because here we all belong to the same kingdom, right? So sharing our beliefs and talking about God and just praying together, and that just brings us close to God. And that's the main motive, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, that helps a lot. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Yeah. And what about in your experiences for both of you of your faith? How has, you know, extending hospitality and being welcomed into this family, how has that helped to shape your faith or your experience of God?
Oh, yes. That's a pretty deep question, too. I just realized that, you know, the faith and belonging to the same kingdom, as Rachel alluded to, brings in people closer and let the cultural differences vanish. Mm-hmm. Then the other way around, like, people in the same culture, but if they have a different belief system, you know, obviously their unity and the bond is not the same. Mm-hmm. So I guess it just kind of strengthened, you know, our belief, and also the whole realization that the same belief system, you know, belief in the same God, can bring people a lot more closer than the cultural, you know, commonalities can. So
sure.
In a sense, I mean, in layman's terms, I think God brings people together a lot more than the culture does.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have anything you want to add?
Like sharing, like Jesus came eating and drinking, and that's what we were talking about in the last sermon series as well. So, so like sharing a meal together just brings people close, not just to people, but to God as well. So, because we can just share our beliefs, our faiths, we can just pray together. Mm-hmm. And sharing a meal is a very deep thing to do. It's like you're bringing hospitality. You're inviting someone to your place, to your heart. Mm-hmm. So that, you know, helps them to feel important. So, I think that, you know, everyone should do that. I know it feels sometimes scary to invite someone who's new, or it's for the same person, like going to someone's place who's new, you know, you're going to say, I don't know, like what if someone is doing something that you don't like, or what if you're doing something that they don't like? What if, because you, or maybe like your culture is different than them. Like you eat something different, I eat something different, right? But I think that, you know, just eating together and sharing your stories or just talking about God, it's not just about the culture. It's about, you know, being in the same place and being together and just being one. As we're in, you know, as we're in God, because we're one body, and, you know, yeah. So, that helps a lot, especially for Christians to stay motivated, to stay, you know, in touch with God. So, yeah, that's just, you know, builds your faith, because you're talking to someone else, they'll tell you their story or their testimony. So it's like, you know, so yeah, that's a great way to continue in the service of God.
Yeah, for sure. And I think that's a really good point that, for both the host and the guest, it can feel really awkward.
Yes, of course. Especially if it's your first time. So, But, you know, we just need to break the ice. We just need to take the first step. Mm-hmm. And that's what, you know,
And one of the biggest challenges, Kyla, which is so amusing, I mean, and the thing is, it's less of a challenge to get the right people. It's less of a challenge to actually get the right, you know, location, time, and less of a challenge even to get the right food and wine and everything else than it is to actually talk the relevant stuff. You know, we get so distracted, you know, and we would end up talking about the wine and everything else and then forget to bring God into the picture. And, you know, that is a struggle. I mean, I'm sure for most, and especially somebody like me who gets distracted, we kind of end up talking something else, and it goes off the handle, you know, totally else. But yes, to come back into the spirituality and that part of the conversation within the hospitality part is always, I mean, it's a challenge, actually, to moderate the conversation back into the real topic.
Yeah, for sure. And I think, one of the great things about faith and about God is that even if we're not always directly talking about God, I think there are so many things in our lives that bring us back to our faith, right?
Yes.
And we think about, you know, the meals with Jesus where he was talking about wine or talking about fish or bread or whatever. But actually, that brings us back into fellowship, into community with one another, and ultimately with God as well.
Totally.
Because we're doing something that he used to do. So
For sure. And so there might be some people who are listening or who are watching who are thinking, well, you know, that sounds very good, but that can't be me. You know, they're thinking, well, you know, it would be too scary to invite someone into my house or to go to someone else's house. So what might you say to those people?
Okay. I'm saying, or you're saying?
Okay. No. Since I was the inviter here, maybe let me just go ahead and say that. So as I kind of alluded to earlier, in a secular world, of course, you got every right to be, you know, kind of weighing in that risk and, you know, theaters, you know, make sure whom you invite to and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But that becomes a lot easier in if you are doing it within the congregation, within the church or the Christian world, because as Rachel said, we are, you know, worshiping into the same kingdom, and, you know, we are like looking up to the one who's got the highest trust and faith. So that also laterally, as I said, kind of brings in some amount of, you know, trust in each other. Because we're in the same community, we kind of, you know, same church, worship the same God. And so that makes it a lot easier to trust somebody from the same congregation or, you know, Christian or whoever it is, than somebody who's like totally brand new.
Sure. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. What about you?
No, he's totally right. And I agree with him. And what I'm going to say is that maybe there is a family who really needs this. So it's very good to, you know, just welcome someone into your house. it might feel strange, but I'm telling you, it will just go away. Because you know the person, like, you're just talking to them. Like, he mentioned, like, being in the church. So it's not just brand new person. You know that person because you talk to them. You meet them every Sunday. So you know who they are. Mm-hmm. And then you're inviting them. So I think, you know, that's a very good way. Because there are some people who might need it. Because being in this world, it's... this world is too harsh. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes people feel lonely, and what we need is we need each other, right? So I think it's a very, very good step to invite someone whom, you know, it will be good, especially like from the congregation. It's like, you know, they are Christians, and you can just invite them. It will be a very good time, like for both of the parties. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think it just depends. So it's, you know, it depends on person to person, but sure. That's what I feel. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And I think the point that you both brought up of, you know, you're already in the same faith community, you're in the same family. And so if nothing else, you have that in common, right?
Yes.
Right. So that becomes maybe a starting point for a conversation when otherwise it might feel awkward to start a conversation. Yeah. Right.
Even when like kids, they go to school, right? They don't go and invite someone. They know them, and they talk, they meet them every day, and then they become friends, and then they call each other, you know, at home or something like that. So yeah.
And for an icebreaker, kind of, if that's the objective, you know, the trap that we get into it is, as we said, okay, let me know those people, you know, that person better and better and better. So at some point that I'll invite. But then, you know, then the whole time factor is lost, right?
Sure.
So you want to find the sweet spot where you do that due diligence, figure out, you know, get an idea, sense of how the person is.
Sure.
And, but don't drag it on for too long, because then there's no point, right?
Sure.
The ice is broken by somebody else, or maybe the person is like lost hope and like moved away.
Yeah.
So yeah, you got to kind of do that sweet spot and then go ahead and, you know, take that plunge.
Yeah, no, that's great. And I think church provides us with a lot of good opportunities to start some of those small conversations, right? Like there's all kinds of people out there having coffee together right now.
Yes. Yeah.
And you know, that provides a really good space to start some of that conversation and then maybe continue it over lunch or dinner later in the week or something like that.
Yes, totally.
Yeah, I want to add something else as well. What I feel is it's not just about Christians. It's about every person in this world, because we need to be an example to others, right?
Yeah.
So we're not just telling everyone just, you know, believe in Jesus or something like that. But what we are doing, they'll see that and they'll come to know like, they're the same, but they feel something, you know, different. There's something different about them. Mm-hmm. So, because what I say to myself is like, when I go up, like when I die and when I go up, God's gonna ask me, how many souls did you bring to me? And I don't want my answer to be zero. Sorry, I want at least one. So, it's a very good way to invite people to your house, having a friendly conversation, so they will just know that there's something different. I want to know what's different. I want to feel that comfort that you guys are having. I'm having money and everything, but there is something different about them that I don't have. I just need to know. So that way, you know, it's not just like Christians, like people who don't know about God, they'll know about God just by doing that very small step. So, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. It's about how we build community with all kinds of people.
Yes.
Yeah. 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 No, that's great. Good. Well, thank you so much to both of you for taking the time to share your story and your thoughts with us. It's been so good just to hear, Nishanth, from you about, you know, how your experience of isolation and not sure how to fit in, how that's inspired you to sort of come and be a welcoming presence for other people. Just to hear from you, Rachel, about how welcome you feel here. Just your passion for creating a community and inviting people in. So thank you both for joining us. And if you're listening to us or watching, maybe you can think about who are some people that you can invite in, whether that's for a meal or just for a cup of coffee or even a conversation on the sidewalk. What are some ways that this week you can extend hospitality? So think about that. I hope you can go out and do that, and then join us again next week for another episode of Trinity Talks.